Says Rav Kook. This is an Oros HaTshuva, Perek Beis. He writes, L'gabei Meshach Zmana, HaTshuva Mischalak es L'shnei Chalakim. The Tshuva can be divided into two categories. Tshuva Pisoimis and Tshuva Hadragis. HaPisoimis, the tshuva which happens pisoimis, in a flash. Ba mitoich eze barak ruchni hanichnas bin hasham. It happens that a Kadosh Baruch Hu may send the person a lightning bolt to his neshama, to awaken him, to inspire him to do tshuva. B'pamachas, and then in a single moment, makir hu es hara v'sakir shalachet v'nepach lishachar. It's shayach, says Rav Kook, that there could be a single moment that a Jew literally transforms himself. He feels within himself that he's a different person. Rav Kook writes, this is like a segula. A person may not even know why or how, where it came from. It's just Hashem sends down something which is just a huge shefa direct to the neshama. Of which a person who's zeichet to this, a person should seek deep within himself to find out the path where this flash leads him to. V'yeshna tshuva hadragis, and then there's the second type of a tshuva, which is a tshuva that a person goes like on a ladder. Lo'y berika hebrika b'kibod li'sapach min ha'emek shel ha'ra'a el ha'tov. It's not like a lightning bolt which transforms a person from the depth of ra to good. That a person feels that he should correct his ways. Ritzayna, his ratzayn. Halach machshavaysav, the way that he thinks. And it's solely but surely to conquer and to forge a new path. Misakin is hamidais, to correct his midais. Until he reaches a madrega of purification. We're going to stop here. We're not going to discuss the third type of a tshuva, which he calls the tshuva yoina, because it would just be b'chlal tafasta meruba le tafasta. These two ideas of tshuva pisaimis and tshuva hadragis. If we had to ask ourselves between these two types of tshuva that Rav Kook is discussing, which is the one which is most nogea lamaisa? I think we would all agree that which is most lamaisa is the tshuva hadragis. Because it means that wherever a person finds himself to be right now, basher husham, a person has to take this day and to maximize this day in terms of his efforts in tshuva. And then the next day, each moment, each hour, each day, another rung in the ladder to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either that I bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer to me, or I come closer to Hashem. To close the gaps between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a person can't have expectations, and we spoke about a whole shiur about the idea of going step by step in the nevrat of the shov in avodas Hashem. That the sfira sa'imer hayoyim yoyim, each and every day is a new step forward towards sharnun. That's the path from Pesach to Shavuos. As the Baal Shem Tov writes in the beginning of Parashas Vayishlach, Bishalach, Vayhi Bishalach Parasam, V'loi Nochem Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim Ki Karoifu. He says that the Jewish people are not ready to go down the path of Derech Karoifu. He says that if they jump too fast, if they jump too hard, they're going to fall back. That's called the Derech Karoifu. And Hashem Yisbarach said that this is not the way that the Yidden are going to leave Mitzrayim. The inspiration was b'chipazon, but to make a kinyan on the derech of tshuva, on the avodas Hashem that Hashem wants from us, Hashem says, they have to go the derech rachak. They have to go out of the way. This quote unquote out of the way means b'hadraga. Day by day, which is the avodah of Sfiras HaOmer from Pesach to Shavuos. This is by far the most practical understanding of tshuva as we know it. But then, as Rav Kook tells us, is what's called the tshuva pisonis. As the Navi says, pison yavo ha'adon alechale. There's an idea which is associated with the gula achrayna, which is called tshuva pisonis. That the melech shows up at your door and he says, I'm taking you on a special path. That for some unexplainable reason, merely from the fact that Hashem says it's an ace ratzon and I choose it to be this way. Or if Kook writes, it's a segula pnimis. A segula, something which we can't really understand. A person can't understand where that inspiration comes from. It could have been that he did a certain mitzvah which inspired this. Or we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shomer's Chusum le'elav dar. Could have been from great-great-grandparents. We mamish have no clue. But then there's this zechus, there's this unbelievable zechus that a person, like a bolt of lightning, that he has a moment of clarity, that his eyes open up. And then his life changes forever. And there's no looking back. That's not called jumping. Because jumping, when you jump too fast, means that you're not where you're jumping to. That you're trying to jump, but you see that it's too far to jump. If the cliff is very steep, and it looks like it's a far shot, then don't make the jump. But we're talking here about somebody who's already on the other side. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he sent a bolt of lightning into his neshama, and he realizes, I'm not the same person that I was before. And I don't even consider the past. I'm a new mensch. I feel like a new person right now. Because he truly is. Such a person that when he has that inspiration, Roy lelechapes es nivsiva yiseha b'imkei taluma, he knows that there's a beautiful, mysterious path ahead of him. And he needs to take that inspiration and run with it. And to grab hold of it. And it seems like everything we're saying now is mamish so foreign, because nobody knows what this means to have this lightning bolt of inspiration. But in a certain sense, this is very, very much lamaisa. This is very much halicha lamaisa, and befrat during the days which await us. The Zohar Kodesh tells us, regarding this difference between what's called tshuva hadragis and tshuva pisaimis, this is the words of the Zohar. Zakon inun marehain de tshuva. What a schus it is for the bali tshuva. The habishaita chada, because in one moment, biyayim achada, in one day, biriga chada, in a single rega, kriven lagabi kutcher bichu. They become close to Hashem, madullah hava hachi afilu the tzaddikim gemurim, which even tzaddikim gemurim are not zeichet to. And of course, this is what the Gemara says, That in one moment the Baal Tshuva can be zeiche to a dargan, to a closest with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that tzaddikin gemorim are not zeiche to until after many, many years. Mori de Tshuva. The Zohar calls them the owners, the Baal Tshuva. Miyad nigal v'istabik bebe kutcha b'yichu. The question is, O'a. Immediately they go up and they're mistabik with Hashem. And this is Merumis too, in fact, in the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Zayin. In the Chashuv, where the Rambam writes, Emesh, just yesterday, this person was Meshukat and Mesuav, and he was far from Hashem. And Hayoyim, and then today, he's close, he's Davat Bishchina, he's Karav to Hashem. He's Ohu V'Nechmad, that is Tshuva, and his Tfilas, and his Kabul Miyad. That there's a secret when it comes to Tshuva, which is called the Rega. There's a moment of Rega, there's a moment of clarity. That someone who's called a Baal Tshuva, the master of Tshuva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends him a moment of clarity, which is called that he opens up the eyes of his neshama. And he's a different person, he sees things differently. We find by Bilam HaRasha. The Gemara tells us that Bilam knew the moment that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have Kas. And he waited for the moment, and he waited for the moment that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have Kas and B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar. And Hashem says, for 40 years I did you a chesed, and then that once did I get angry. Otherwise, Bilam would have blown you off the map, would have wiped you off the map. Because ever since the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to B'nai Yisrael, Rega echad ele b'kibbecha v'kilisicha. That there may be a single moment which I may mamish do away with you. And Bilam, after the Chet HaEgel, he waited for that moment. And he waited. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazal HaGadol, he hid that moment. And in the same way, then, when it comes to the Klipa, to the Tumah, there's what's called the Rom, there's a moment, it's called the Rega echad. The same thing is true in Kedusha. The same thing is true in Kedusha. And this is what you find that Chazal say, that the Zelu Umazel Bilam is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, that after the Gezerah that Hashem made, that he couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe says, V'eschanan al Hashem. That Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos. And the secret of 515 tefillos is the next words, Ba'is Hahi. That he was waiting for that moment, that he knew that there would be a rega. And just because I daven one tefillah and it's not as kabbal, doesn't mean I can be baiteach that there's going to be a rega. That in the same way that Bilam the Rasha knows how to wait for the rega of Kas, and he's going to wait and he's going to wait, he's going to wait for 40 years, he waited every rega. Until a Kadosh Baruch Hu would open up with a rega echad ela b'kirbecha v'kili sicha. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Gezerah, he waited every single moment for Esahi. That he waited for a rega of clarity, of tshuva, of an esratzam ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he would be opened up and be allowed to let into Eretz Yisrael, which would be his personal geula. So like we find by Avraham Avinu, that in the same way that it says about the Klipa, that it says about the Satan and the Sitra Achra and the Yitzhahara, all the different names, that the Torah tells us, La Pesach Chatas Reivetz, that it waits by the Pesach, it waits just that you should open a little bit, but it waits for the Pesach. We find by Avraham Avinu, Vayirei Lev Hashem, B'ilei Neimar Mevuhu Yoyeshev Pesach HaOyel Kuchayim Hayom, that he waited, that the Tzaddik sits at what's called the Pesach HaOyel, that he waits at the Pesach for the light to open up. And that's exactly what happened. Avram waited every single moment that Hashem who summoned Yeshua to have children. And then Pisaim, Vayera, Vayar, Vihine, Shleisha, Nashim, Yisavim, Alav. Vayar, Vayar, it's the cross, and he embraced the moment. And these are the people who came to tell him that there would be Yeshua for him. Because Aaron was a Jew who waited at the Pesach HaOyel, that he waited every single day. So maybe this will be the day, maybe this will be the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me my Yeshua. That there's a midah by the tzaddik doesn't say, you know what? This idea of a tshuva pesaimis is only by tzaddikim. And we know stories of this by tzaddikim. Like the Kamarna said that one day he was learning Torah, and he just had an opening. There was just a wellspring which went off, like a button was pushed inside of himself, and he was transformed into a different person. Many stories of tzaddikim like this. That they revealed when it was in that moment that they had that transformation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered their tefillos, that Hashem opened the door for them, that they had the tshuva pesaimis. It doesn't just happen by tzaddikim. Because every person says, oh, it only happens to tzaddikim. But when a person says, maybe that'll be me, that he becomes that tzaddik. Every single person can say that. Like the Lubliner, that he once came to the city of Hanapoli, and he wanted to see the tzaddik Rav Zusha. Actually, I think it was Rav Zusha came to the city of Lublin. Or it was before the Chayza was in Lublin. Maybe it was while he was in Lantzut. And he observed and he was watching the tzaddik, that the tzaddik Rav Zusha was davening behind the oven. So he had a minhag to daven behind the tanur. Everybody has a makom tefillah. This is the makom tefillah of Rav Zusha. And Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak was walking by, and he gazed, he was watching the tzaddik daven, and then Rabbi Zusha stared into the eyes of the Lubliner. He says, all of a sudden the Lubliner started to cry uncontrollably, to the extent that blood started coming out of his eyes. And this is mamish. This is said by other tzaddikim also. Blood coming out of their eyes. And of course, we know the heliga eyes of the chayza. And after he cried mamish for hours. Afterwards, he came close to Rav Zusha. Rav Zusha said to him, I gave you with this, I gave you your nefesh and your ruach. He said, now go to the magin and he'll give you your neshama. This is the moment. This is the moment that he was zeiche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him the tzaddik who would open him up. It doesn't always have to be a idea tzaddik. But there's an opening. There's an opening that a person who's a mavakish Hashem, that he waits for, that Hashem should open up them. He waits at the Pesach. He waits for that moment, that barakim of Siyata Deshmaya, that he's not going to be the same person anymore. That if a person has a moment of truth, that he's misboinin ba'atzmai, that he thinks about himself, where he is, what he can do, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of doing. And really the whole aspect of tshuva, one of the aspects of tshuva, is that a person, he digs deep and he goes within himself to try to find and to create that moment where there's such a clarity that he mamish has a revelation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you make that Pesach kechut shamachat, that I'm going to open you up to pischa shalula. This is the way of the tzaddik. This is the way of somebody who wants to become a tzaddik. That he realizes in that moment of behirus and of truth that he needs a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open it up. That he needs the game changer. And a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of providing that for me at any time. Kirega ba'apod, in that moment of truth and of clarity, chayim b'tzayna. After that, Hashem says, I want you. I want to give you life. I want to bring you to a madrega, to reveal the neshama within you, which is very, very, very special. And of course, to this, there's the klipa. There's the klipa of Amalek, who doesn't want us to have that moment. And when they see the Klal Yisrael, that a Jew has that moment, that when the Yidden were flying mamash high, when they had that moment of clarity by Kriyas Yamsof, where everything opened up, that they were able to see something they never saw before, that was the moment of clarity, that Hashem opened up the Yam, that He opened up the Yam within each and every one of them. Who comes immediately after that when he sees that a Jew is on fire? Comes Amalek. Asher karach baderech. To cool off the Jew. If a Jew is hot and if he's on a fire, if he has a moment of clarity and he has a hisgalus on the Shama, Malik says that can't be. Can't allow that to happen. Racious Gaim Amalik. That when a Jew has a moment of racious, then Amalik comes and says no. That's why it's known that the Zera Kaidish and the Tzaddikim say, Reish is Gayim Amalek as Rosh Hateva's Rega. That when Amalek sees that a Jew has a moment called Rega, then Amalek is right there to try to shut it down, that it shouldn't actualize that Rega. That he's scared of that Reishis. He's scared of that Nekuda Reishis. He's scared of that Hislavus which can come from that Reishis. That rishis of which the pasuk says, and we say every single day in Tachanun, Yevoishu bibol ma'or kol oyvai, Yashuvu yevoishu roga. There is a moment called tshuva of Yashuvu yevoishu roga. That there's a moment of clarity. There's a moment of busha and tshuva that a Jew has before Hashem. We speak about these days of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Unlike the days of Pesach, Atos Shavuos, where the avoida of tshuva is that a Jew learns how to do a tshuva b'hadraga. That each and every day is Hayoyim. Hayoyim Yoyim, Hayoyim Yoyim, Hayoyim Yoyim. And he goes with the sequence, with the flow of the one day to the next. These 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippurim are called the Eis Ratzon, which means that at any given moment the Kodesh Baruch Hu can say, I'm turning you around and making you a different Hizgalus and Neshama than you were yesterday. That a Jew is Mitzapit for a Tshuva Pisaimis. This is what the Baal Shem Tov writes. It's quoted in his name, that the days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva are days of Karva al Nafshi Ga'ala. And as the Toldos Yaakov Yosef writes in Parashas Kiseitze, Ayidei Tshuva Yoytze Megolos V'Shibud V'Yetzo Hara L'Cheres Oilam B'Soid Karva al Nafshi Ga'ala. That there's a moment called Karva al Nafshi Ga'ala. There's a moment of kurva that a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a Jew close. And he says, I'm freeing you from your Yetzer Hara. It's not going to be the same struggles like you had from until now. So whereas the days from Pesach to Shavuos are days of which we say that it's a derech rechayka. Like we say by Pesach Sheni, that if a Jew is b'derech rechayka, to bring the korban Pesach. Hashem says, when I took you out of Mitzrayim, I didn't take you. B'derech plishtim ki karovu. The derech, which is called derech karov, is the days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva b'frat, these days of Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. As it says, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Dirshu Hashem b'himatzai kra'uhu b'yoyse karov. These are days called kurva. Karva on afshigala. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is so near. And because he's so near, you say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, just grab me. Just change everything, make one big swoop and turn everything around for mamish forever for me. Like the pasuk says, "Hey iru birakam teva," that Hashem can send a clarity, a flash of light, where this tevel, this famous state comes from Hashem tavlul, where there's a tavlul einai. It's one of the mumim by a korban. It's called tavlul einai, that the eye is not right, that there's a lack of clarity, and Hashem says a lightning bolt, which is a moment of clarity. That's Yom HaKippur. That's Rosh Hashanah. That on the surface, Rosh Hashanah is a day of a lack of clarity. Rosh Hashanah is one of the most confusing days of the year. That a Jew doesn't know whether to be happy, whether to be scared, how he should be in shul, what thoughts should he have by the shofar, what's going on with the simanim. So we always say, "Bakesed liyom chagenu is gematria safek." That there's a kesed, that there's a kisui. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, "Bakesed liyom chagenu is gematria molik." Because when there's a day called Reishis, which is the very first day of the year, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering Jews a moment of clarity called Tshuva Pesoimis on Rosh Hashanah. A Moloch is right there to create confusion. That's why there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. These 2 days are like 2 eyes. A Jew has 2 eyes because he doesn't know where to go and how to see. He can go to the right, he can go to the left. But then there's this third eye that a Jew has, which is called the Neshama, which is the place where he puts his tefillin. That if a person is zeiche, that he should unlock that place, then he has clarity. That it's machriya between the two einayim. That it's a he'irim brakim tevel, that there's a flash of light, that Hashem says a flash of light to the neshama shabamaychi. So there's mem ches shos of Rosh Hashanah, which is mayach. That Hashem says a flash of light to the neshama shabamaychi. And all of a sudden there's a moment of clarity. Then Hashem reveals this third eye, kivyochol. That's why Chazal say, "L'David Hashem, Oiri, Oiri Zu Rosh Hashanah." That it's a flash of light. That's really what Hashem wants us to have in Rosh Hashanah. That when we blow the shofar, then in the same way that when Hashem blew shofar in Rosh Hashanah, I mean on Shavuos, that when he blew the shofar on Shavuos, it was accompanied by the pasuk says, there were brakim, he'iru brakim tevel. That Shavuos was a moment of clarity, that a Jew was able to see with mamish clarity on Shavuos. That the shofar should awaken the same experience for a Jew in Rosh Hashanah. That it should be mamish akarvi anafshi galal, like the Sfarim say, "Tekav shofar gadol lecheruseinu." That it should be a moment of cheres from the Yitzhara, a moment of karvi anafshi galal. Hayoyimim b'kardus yishmo, the experience that a Jew hears the shofar. And who's to say that now that he heard the shofar, is he going to be the same person that he was before listening to shofar? The shofar has the koyach mamish to create the world again. It can create a Jew again. Like the Medrash says, "Vasisem atzmechem." That it says by the korbanah, says "Vasisem ayla." Because I'll say "Vasisem," you make yourself a Rosh Hashanah. Your mamish become a bria chadasha. That comes from a moment of pisaim. That Hashem wants to give a Jew a tshuva pisaim is because there's such an awakening of the Ratzon Hashem during this time. And that's what Hashem really wants, that the Jew shouldn't have to struggle day in, day out. That he should have a moment of clarity, that he should be a different person today. That this moment should be a different moment. That's why rega, if you spell out rega, you spell it out resh gimel ayin. Which B'der Chemez means in the Reish, in the head, in the Rosh, Gimel Ayin, there are 3 eyes. It's a revelation of this third Ayin. That's called Rega. And every time a Jew puts on tefillin against that place, maybe that's going to be the moment. And this is the secret of a Chazal say, Habol Letayr Messiah, I say. That a Jew is looking for a moment of clarity where he becomes Habol Letayr. Doesn't say that a person becomes a tzaddik. It means that he has a real ratzon that he wants to be a Habol Letayr. And if a Jew comes to that place called Habol Letayr, then Messiah, I say. The Chazal say that when Hashem came to create the world, He created everything first. Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim V'Sa'aretz. Rashi says, Mamish there on the spot. Es Hashamayim V'Sa'aretz. Hashem created in the first moment of creation, in the first rega called Bereshis, He created everything already. And the rest of the days of creation were just to be Maitzi L'Mekoyach HaLapar, that everything should go in its place. Or by Matan Torah, that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke out Anaychi and Lo Yelecha, Lo Signaiv, Lo Sirtzach V'chulei, Chazal tells us that Hashem spoke out all the Dibros at once. He said Anaychi all the way to Lo Sachmon in one shot. And then He spoke at each one by one. Because you know why? Because when a Jew has a moment of Ratzon, of clarity, that he has a moment called Rega, that he really wants it to happen, he can be Zeich into that one moment to Mamish the everything. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon was so strong to create the world that it was all over Tzani's Barach, means that Hashem finally had a Ratzon Kivyach, we don't know what this means, that He said, I really want to make the world right now, and He seized the moment and He created everything on the spot. So He should never turn away from that moment, Kivyach. Because sometimes there's a flash, there's a moment that it's as if everything comes to you all at once. And when you have that moment, then there is no turning back. Then it's Messiah, no, sir. Then you have the clarity, you have the aura, it goes with you all the time. The Jew doesn't have to be afraid anymore of slipping, falling behind Chalila. Because he's a Bala tire. He says, I'm putting my all in to make this tire. Take a look at the back of this sheet. Rav Kook writes in Perek Tezayin. In Sif Gimel. He writes, Ein l'shayr v'ein l'hayrech es gedula sa'aisha. We can't possibly imagine or fathom the great joy that a person should feel with a certain sense of serenity, from that moment of pain, that at that moment, that the spirit of what he calls the spirit of Kedusha and Tahara of Tshuva, that it befalls a person. That the moment of pain, which is the moment of clarity, of emes that a Jew has, which is called Yivoshu Raga, that he has a moment of embarrassment because he's looking at the truth dead in the eye. That at that moment, what he calls that moment of Koyras Ruach, Be'eshu Hoylech Meshoit Barayon HaBoyer Ba'asher Shal Charata Gemura Kol Chatav Amnes Abshav, that when he has, if he's Zeichet to a moment of Charata, of true Charata, which we'll speak about another time in Tisha, at the moment that his neshama, it just can't get over the love of the kedusha and the shleimus. It's yearning. That sense of yearning to cling to Hashem. That he has a moment with all the depths of who he is, that he wants with such deep ratzon to go on the path of Tam V'Yosher. Even though he doesn't know how to get his feet out of the mud, even though he doesn't have clarity what he's going to do about the past, but he knows that this moment is special. Even though he doesn't know yet where this light is going to take him, and there's many stumbling blocks perhaps. This is an amazing line. But this moment of tsar, which he called before, this moment of clarity, of busha, he said, this is mamish Gan Eden. This warmth, this closeness, this feeling that Hashem is bringing me close to him. That if a person is zayichet to that moment of tshuva, of a desire to cry, is a riga chada. Hamenashe bin Hashemo memali oisa oisher ein kates. He says it's an oisher ein kates. Until even the fire of Gehenna itself turns into a river of pleasure. This feeling of Gan Eden that a Jew has in a single moment of inspiration. That if it wasn't Shaykh, Rav Kook wouldn't be speaking about it. And everything that Rav Kook says, it's all because of experience. And for tzaddikim, it may happen many, many times. It could happen every single moment. It could happen every single day. But it's so common that Rav Nachman speaks about taking the reishis, taking the reishis. Every single moment is new. Starting tshuva again, I'm starting tshuva again. And Be'emes, this is exactly what our parasha is talking about. Kisavi ala aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, v'lakachta me'reishis kopi adama, you have to bring the reishis tasha. And all the tzaddikim are ma'arich about what it means to give the reishis tasha. But when a Jew has a moment that when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has his first fruits, you can imagine the simcha of being in Eretz Yisrael, coming up to the Beis HaMikdash with your very first fruits, which you worked so hard for, and you couldn't be happier to bring it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you say vidui. And your mizvad and your chatoim, the Torah tells us. And then it says, v'samachta b'chol hatoiv. This is called simcha b'chol hatoiv. This moment of bringing Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash is called the Rega of Tshuva. That Hashem wants a Jew to come with Bikurim to the place called the Beis HaMikdash and have a moment which is of which it says V'samachta b'chol hatoiv. This is the greatest Osher. This moment that you have to recite this vidui in the Beis HaMikdash. With your first fruits in hand, you're giving it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ein simcha g'dayla mizu. And we read it now at this Kufa because this is what a Jew is shaykh to. Because every single Rosh Hashanah Jew enters into Eretz Yisrael. He enters into the Beis HaMikdash. And he brings his best and he says, I'm going to start new, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to start fresh. And he says, his vidui, he may not say mamish the vidui to Yom Kippur. Because it says, Bakesav Yom Chagein, and we don't speak about such things yet. The Zohar says, lest we be makachig on ourselves on the day of Din. We don't do such things. We would never incriminate ourselves. But this day is a day of Samachta B'chol HaToiv. You're taking your rishis and you're giving it to Kadosh Baruch. Rosh Hashanah is mamash Gan Eden. So Rosh Hashanah is being a match of Beis HaMikdash, as you know. That's like you're bringing these Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah. V'samachta b'chol hatoiv. So when a Jew hears the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and there's 100 koilos in Rosh Hashanah. The way that a tzaddik listens to the koilos of the shofar from Rosh Hashanah is with a very careful, careful ear. With a lev kafufa, as the Gemara says. With a bent heart. Maybe this is the rega. Because after all, this is what Hashem says about the Gula Asida. Pisom Yavoha Adon Alechalai. The Tshuva Bizman Hazeh really works on this Derech. It's very Shaykh. It's a reality. We need it more than ever to have a Tshuva Pisaimis. It's very hard to be Ma'ar ourselves to Charata and Vichule. We'll speak about maybe next week in Mitzvah Hashem. We're Mamish Aniyim when it comes to what we can possibly do. But that's our greatest strength, that we turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's nothing wrong for a Jew to beg. then in the same way that a Jew waits every single moment, he waits for the Gula Asida every single moment, for the whole world, for himself. I mean, those two things are really not separate. They're mamish nichlos abzeh. And this, which Rav Kook says, that this moment is called Zehu Ruach Gan Eden Elokim. That this flash of tshuva, this is called Ruach Gan Eden. This is the pshat of the Mishnah Novos. And we know pshat on this Mishnah. Yofi sha'achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chai olam haba. There's something which is called Yofa Shah Achas B'tshuva. It's a different type of a tshuva than the day-to-day tshuva hadragas. But there's what's called the Ruach Gan Eden Elokim. But there's a moment of Gan Eden. Oishre Ein Ketz. That if a Jew is zeichet to a Yofa Shah Achas B'tshuva, it's mamish so sweet. It's yafa sha'achas. Ki ein lecha adam she'ein lo isha, ve'ein lecha adam she'ein lo makom. Every single Jew has this shah. And a Jew has to believe that he has that shah. And nobody became a tzaddik unless they really believed in themselves and they believed in the goodness of Hashem that he has a shah. The same mission of us, which is yafa sha'achas b'adam she'ein lo isha, ve'ein lecha adam she'ein lo isha, ve'ein lecha adam she'ein lo makom. Every single Jew has that. He was created with that. And this is the life of a Jew. Then in the deep recesses of his heart and of his mind, he waits for the Shah Achas. Of which Rebbe says, Yesh koino ilomo b'Shah Achas. The Rebbe was boicher of the Shah Achas. How many people are squandering, they're living their lives and they're wasting away because we're not even mindful of this idea of Shah Achas. Bilam knew it. Bilam was the Chacham of the Umas HaOlam. You have to be a Chacham to know about the Shah Achas. But he wasn't concerned about the Shah Achas B'tshuva. He was concerned about the Shah Achas Shalkas. But the Moishes, the Avram Avinus, the Yoishev Yisrael HaPesach, Befrat Rosh Hashanah, which is the Pesach Kol Hashanah, that there should be an Oibi on Rosh Hashanah. There should be an illumination, a Barakim. Or at any point during Aseret HaMitzvot, these are days of Ka'u B'Yosel Karov, that a Jew calls out to Hashem and he says, just turn everything around for me forever. This is what we mean when we say that these days from Rosh Chodesh Elul and Kippur is an Ace Ratzon. That in any Malkum, at any time, at any Shah, a person could be Zeichet to that Gedoyle Tshuva, to that Mamash, that Hisairus Milamala. That a Jew says, just because Hashem says to a Jew, just because I love you, I'm going to make things different for you. That a Jew has to make that Pesach. And he's by being Yoishiv Eitzel HaPesach, that's how we make the Pesach. Hashem makes the Pesach also. We just have to sit by it. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. That these two things are not exclusive of each other. that a Yid can be a tzaddik gomor and work day in day on tshuva, how to improve himself and how Hashem closer and to understand Hashem better in his life and still be about tshuva. Like the Gemara says, then in the same way we say yafisha achas, doila. We say the same thing the other way. These are two different madrigas. These are two different mahalchim, but they're not exclusive of one another. To be about tshuva means to wait for the moment. To be a tzaddik gomor means every single day I'm going to work hard. And a Jew can be standing in two different places at the same time. The one Jew is taking each moment at a time, and the same Jew is waiting for the moment. And that's the avodah during these days. To have a hesiris, have an awakening, to be zeichet to that yafesh ha'achas. The yafesh ha'achas b'tshuva ma'asim tovim, which is greater than kol chayolam haba. During the Seis Ratzayin, Hashem Baruch Hu should be more all of our Ratzayinis. To have a Hesiris to this. To be Mitzapel Yeshua. To be Mitzapel Tshuva. To believe in our own Shoah Achas and to our own Makom. So that we're unique and that we're beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He really wants more than we do to be Zeichet to that Seis Ratzayin. To the moment of Yevoishu, Yeshuvi Yevoishu Raga. And that's chus, not just each and every one of us will be zeichet to that, the kuda of Yafesh Ha'achas. For Gans Klaisa, the whole world, that tshuva pesaimis, that moment, that time of pisam, yavu ha'adana, the chalai, the bias, goyel tzadek, m'hir av yameinu amen. Chavez.
I already mentioned that this rega, there's no turning back. Right? You go on a certain pathway. But we know a lot of times there's always a tshuva or a rega, and it can easily, in another rega, go back. So are these people who make a kiyum on their rega?
Yeah.
So
the madrigas of it. Mm-hmm. As I said before, a malik, when he sees that a Jew has a rega, he comes and he tries to stop it. A Jew should turn around. But it's shaykh to have a rega, which is, even a malik can't touch it.
Mm-hmm. But it's how you hold on to that rega.
It could be either way. It depends. Sometimes it could be how you hold on to it. But sometimes it could be, it's rare, it could be that you don't even need to hold on. It depends. How a person could be zeichet, that's skula. What schusim a person has, you know, what shah it is, what makom it is. Yeah. It could be any time. You know, sometimes you align the universe in a certain way where, like, you're just in that spot. The hashkacha had it that you're there, and then it's different. Hashem is guiding us to that moment all the time. He wants us to come to those moments, but it's a different degree. Sometimes a malik can set you back. Sometimes it can't set you back.
It's more like an
Yisrael
to have these moments.
Yeah, it's this is a time of the year where the whole time is an Yisrael. That means that Hashem is encouraging us, and He wants us to know that He's closer than ever to be able to give us that matana of that rega.
Paradox of Rosh Hashanah is so interesting. It's such a paradox. Rosh Hashanah. It's like Abba Yira.
It's a big day of confusion. So the tzaddikim worked very hard to fix Rosh Hashanah. It's the chait. It's the day of the chait. Adam Rishon was chotim Rosh Hashanah. He created confusion for the whole world on this day. All confusion comes from Rosh Hashanah. That's the tzaddikim. They had an inyan that they didn't try to correct Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av means you can't take the Nachash head on. They tried to correct Rosh Hashanah. And by correcting Rosh Hashanah, they'd be able to correct Tisha B'Av.
Why isn't the Koach of the Nachash stronger in Rosh Hashanah? This is the day in which we chote.
Because it's also the celebration of Adam's birth. There's many good things about Rosh Hashanah also. Yeah. Like it says about by Haman, that Haman, he was happy because that it is the day that Moshe died, right?
Right.
It was the month of Moshe. We didn't know that Moshe was also born on that day. Same thing is true about Rosh Hashanah. That the pagam of Rosh Hashanah is that it was the day that Adam was chote. And that's what you see on the surface. But in the pnimius, there's more of a simcha in Rosh Hashanah because the fact that Adam was created on this day is a bigger simcha, which outweighs the fact that he tripped up on this day. So the chid is considered to be chitzoni, whereas the birth of Adam, the creation of Adam, is considered to be the pnimius of the day. The real Hashem celebrates the creation of Adam. That's the answer for Rosh Hashanah.
Like the Zohar says that all the Neshamas of all time came from the Neshama of Adam Rishon. So it's really a celebration of like
everything, everywhere. Hayom Haras Olam. It's the celebration of Haras Olam. It's also Hayom Yamim B'Mishpat. Because Adam Rishon introduced it. Yeah. It's like the Gevaldik Simcha. The creation of man. Hashem is B'Simcha on this day. So Tzaddikim, they tried to correct the pagam. Not Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day of Churban Beis Hamikdash. That's the result. The result is the Churban Beis Hamikdash. That's the tragedy, and therefore it's a day of Avelus. But we don't try on Tisha B'Av to correct the chet. We accept the Churban. We accept the reality, and we're misabel in that reality. But the opportunity which comes around during the year, where a Jew can get to the root of Tisha B'Av, that's the Chet Adam HaRishon. It's the day of the Chet, the moment of the Chet. So therefore Rosh Hashanah is considered to be the day in the year where Tzaddikim concentrate on correcting. And the Shofar is all about this. This is Rav Nachman's beginning about Rosh Hashanah. And that the Tzaddikim, with their eyes, they see Rosh Hashanah as being the day of potential, of unlimited potential to fix the world, B'Sharsha. So the Mitzvah with tremendous gaguin for Rosh Hashanah. Because they see it as the day of the year where they may have to get their hands dirty. Tzaddikim don't sleep in Rosh Hashanah 48 hours. It's a job to be done. They wait all year for this job. They're finally in that place called Shah Achas and the Makom Achas. They're in that place where everything aligns itself. And they can do corrections of the chet, which they can't do all year round.
That's why there's such a big Indian of simcha and like Rosh Hashanah. Because like simcha is even antik all the time.
With this perspective, is it necessary to focus on your chotayim? Is it necessary to focus on...
Yeah.
No. There's not one word of tshuva in the tefillos.
I know. It's such a...
It's going to be maybe next week's share. I was going to talk about that now, but so we decided to do this other share instead.
It's difficult when everyone's telling you just like focus on like
it's also
your midos and focus on your chatayim. Like think about right. make a list, right?
Yeah, right.
All I want to do is just be like, no, Hashem, give me a new ratzon.
That's right. So that's why you're gonna have to choose for yourself which derech makes more sense. They really it's eilu ve'eilu. One is called tshuva mi'av, one's called tshuva mi'ir. But that also needs clarity. There's a lot of confusion when it comes to tshuva. You look at the Shari Tshuva, you look at the Rambam, then you look at the Baal Shem, then you look at this, and you look at that. It needs a mahalach. It needs a mahalach.
Can you attain Tshuva Me'ava without Tshuva Me'ira first?
Sure, of course. That's something that has to proceed. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work. Like that. Fakir, Tshuva Me'ava is Tshuva Me'ava. So we'll talk about this in a minute. It's a different one. Have a good chance.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What Yusuf does, are you guys going to dive in Motzei Shabbos for a sleep?
I'm probably Polish. I think most people are Polish.